the 2018 Money 2020 in Las Vegas, and we are here in the Coney DBX Experience Center, and it is crowded. It's Taco Tuesday here in the Coney DBX Experience
Absolutely.
Center. So after this interview, we're heading over to get some tacos. And we are here with Impact's very own John McNeil, co-founder and CEO. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
How
well,
are
thanks
you,
for
sir?
Having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm doing great.
Good,
it's been
good.
A great conference.
Yeah, so
lots
tell
going
me,
on.
Yeah, is there anything in particular that you're looking for or want to learn?
Well, one of the things that's been of great interest to us as Impact is that for the first time this year, Money 2020 has introduced a talk track around FinTech for Social Good.
I've heard that.
We're right in that sweet spot
good
of how do you connect financial service institutions with giving back, doing good, creating better in the community.
Never a bad message.
Absolutely.
Never a bad message,
Absolutely.
For sure. So let's talk about it. So you guys obviously have a unique offering in Gutcoin.
Yep.
And so, and we're also we'll talk about that, and then ways credit unions are leveraging fintech for social good. So
right.
let's talk about Gutcoin first. Talk
okay.
about that real quick.
All right. So Gutcoin is a proprietary platform that we've developed, and essentially what it does is it allows people to manage all of their charitable giving through their online banking experience or credit union experience.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, whereas a lot of credit unions, for example, are deeply embedded in the community,
oh, yeah.
their pillars are all around integrity, trust, honesty, giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it doesn't necessarily reach the members in a meaningful way.
Right.
So the Gutcoin platform is designed essentially to drive connectivity between institutional values and what the member wants to accomplish
really
themselves.
Like it.
Yeah.
So you guys partner with credit unions to provide this coin, so to
yep.
speak?
Gutcoin. Gutcoin
okay.
is a platform that sits okay. within the mobile app or the online banking
oh,
experience.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So it's all integrated with that.
Yeah. So the concept, if you like, it's kind of like having a giving account, right? So
mm-hmm.
people have their checking account, savings account, you may
mm-hmm.
manage your mortgage.
Right.
And what's interesting is people manage the majority of their financial lives, if they're a credit union member,
mm-hmm.
through their credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly, with digital payment platforms emerging, a lot of charitable giving is actually moving to some of the pays, some of the social media platforms.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we do is we offer an opportunity for credit unions to bring their members back into the fold and say, do your charitable giving with us.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, it allows credit unions to broadcast and amplify what they're already doing in that space.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is this something that you could like set it and forget it type of thing? Like, hey, $20 a week to
exactly.
my favorite charity type
yep.
of thing or something?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Recurring donations. So our mission as a company is to grow the world's heart.
Mm-hmm.
What do we mean by that? If you look at charitable giving overall, it's about a $400 billion volume of charitable donations every year.
Mm-hmm.
About $300 billion of that is actually people like you and me. It's individuals.
Right.
It's not the big corporations. It's not corporate philanthropy. It's not foundations.
Mm-hmm.
It's people.
Just folks, yeah.
Right. But what's happening is that that's a very fragmented experience. Firstly, and secondly, it hasn't grown in 30 years. So it's 2% of GDP.
Oh, wow.
So it grows at the pace of the GDP, but we think charitable giving should have a bigger share of wallet. So that's essentially what we set out.
So you guys are kind of leveraging technology to kind of up that,
right. yes.
that percentage,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So to your point about recurring donations, a lot of people, because it's become very fragmented and ad hoc,
mm-hmm.
people will respond to a solicitation over here. There'll be a disaster relief campaign over
exactly,
here
yeah.
at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I can't remember what money I gave to which
so
charities, et cetera.
Well,
so
yeah.
this tracks it
oh,
all. So
cool,
the idea
okay.
is also you've got your dashboard where you can keep track as a donor of all your giving throughout the year.
John, this is cool.
Yeah, the credit union can also see what's most relevant to their members
mm-hmm.
because they
mm-hmm.
can see, these particular cause areas seem to be resonating because
mm-hmm.
that's where our members are engaging
mm-hmm.
the most.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas almost all credit unions have their favorite nonprofit partners.
Sure, sure.
What we do is we say, get the pulse of your members in terms of what's important to them,
mm-hmm.
and then drive programs around that.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of adds value to the credit union as well, because when
does.
People are
yeah.
looking at joining a credit union or even a community bank for that, and
right.
for that, for instance, like, oh my gosh, they have, you know, a kind of a philanthropy account,
yes,
basically.
That's right.
That,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know, what a kind of a cool little value add for
yeah,
that.
Right.
You know,
well, we
kind of go deeper than the transaction. Deeper
yeah,
than the transaction.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
A lot of the payment solutions that are available today for charities are very transactional.
Mm-hmm.
We want the experience to be much more immersive, so
yeah.
we've actually dedicated a lot of effort around the customer experience or the member experience.
Yeah.
In the case of credit unions,
yeah.
what, how do they search for their favorite charity?
Mm-hmm.
How do they set up their recurring or one-time donations? When unfortunate events happen, like a hurricane
like
or something,
recently, yes.
The credit union can actually push out within minutes call to action around how people should give back to help
people.
They
can put that on their
homepage.
Get right to it.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Very cool. Right. Let's switch gears here to ways credit unions are leveraging fintech for social good. Are there, you want to share
absolutely.
A couple of ways that they're doing this?
Yeah, well, you said we're here on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, right behind me.
I want to tell you, one of our first credit unions on the platform is St. Paul Federal Credit Union in Minnesota.
Okay.
And they really are all over this. And they've inaugurated what they call Thankful Thursdays. So using our platform, they're essentially engaging their members to say, it's time to give back. People know about Throwback Tuesday on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
This is Thankful Thursday. So every week there's a call to action around giving.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nothing like alliteration to bring a world together.
Right.
A little alliteration.
Absolutely.
Never hurt. Any other ways? That one's really cool. I'm sure there's a million of them out there. But other?
Well, I just think in general, we live in an age of participation, mm-hmm. right? So people want to be a part of something. And if you look at a lot of philanthropic efforts of credit unions or large institutions of different kinds, it tends to have been a broadcast model where you're treating people like an audience. What we want to do is invite members in and allow the credit union to say, manage your charitable giving with us. We'll make it a better experience, first of all, than your other alternatives. But also it allows the credit union to amplify the work that they're doing and sort of drive more connectivity.
Again, it goes deeper than the transaction. So I think
absolutely.
That's what people are looking
yeah.
for these days. Very cool stuff. Where can we find Goodcoin? Where can we find out more about what you guys do?
Okay, well, we've got a website. It's www.goodcoins.io.
Okay.
Hopefully soon at your favorite credit union, the members will find it on their online banking or,
well, we're happy
or
to,
mobile app.
And, happy to spread the word for you, definitely.
Yeah. No, we're very excited because, you know, again, talking about this concept of fintech for social good, technology is a real enabler, right? It makes people's lives easier. It allows people to do things that they want to do in a way that is more convenient, safer.
Mm-hmm.
People are deeply committed to giving back and charitable giving. But, you know, we want to make that a better experience.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we
set out
to do.
This is really cool, John. Thank you so much for hanging out
with
us.
Well, Mike, thank you so much.
Appreciate the time as well.